B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show.
Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is the Mike Missinelli Show on the air, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. If you're watching us on TV, a little different look, because today the Wells Fargo Center is being cleaned completely, which means that's where we usually have the production on the TV side of this show. So we have Booney here. We have Mike Gatti. They are actually in this studio today, and they're hiding somewhere where they're working us to get us on the air. So we only have one angle of TV camera. Normally, it's the one that's in front of me. Now, it's this one here. And Natalie Eganoff is in the studio with us, because otherwise, the camera that's working there, Tyrone has no camera.
I know.
As he's working the computers over there. So it's an unusual look on TV, but the radio is perfectly fine. And so let's get right into it as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. We are living in very unusual times, the likes of which we have never seen, nor have we ever dealt with here. And the world basically is being held hostage. Now, this is a sports show, and there are all kinds of spokes for the sports side of this that we will address. But basically, this is bigger than sports, because we don't know whether to come out of our house at this point. And we'll talk about how this is changing your life here after we give you the updates on what's going on in the world of sports. And in the world of sports, everybody is canceling. So today, we have had the conference tournaments mostly canceled. We have had a shutdown, of course, last night in the NBA and what happened in the NBA. And today we have a shutdown. The PGA Tour is still going to play, but there will be no spectators. And I am being told by a very reliable source that they have already made the decision for the Masters tournament that there will be no fans at the Masters tournament. And, of course, Major League Baseball is going to be shut down today as well. And it's mind-boggling, and it's hard to believe. People don't know whether they can travel. They don't know whether they can go to work. The one remaining thing that is going on, and we'll have Charles Barkley to talk about that at 3:30, because a lot of people who played the game are against the NCAA tournament being played right now. It is still on. Duke, however, just took itself out of the NCAA tournament. So that's the latest. Duke is waging their own personal statement, at least Mike Krzyzewski is, by saying it's ridiculous to think about playing the NCAA tournament, and so we're not going to play in it. And I got to think that is the first domino to fall, where the pressure will be on the NCAA to postpone the tournament entirely, because as it stands right now, they're going to try to hold an entire tournament without fans in the tournament. Now, I mean, it's absurd when you think about it that they would try to hold the tournament. For what reason? What reason why would you have a tournament with no fans? I mean, the NCAA tournament is all about the excitement and the pageantry and the fans behind it. So if you don't have that, what's the sense of putting kids in peril as they share locker rooms? They have to guard people who are sweating. They're breathing on them, all that kind of thing. We just don't know what's going on right now with this coronavirus. This puts us in a very strange situation, because we were supposed to go to spring training. And if Major League Baseball is going to shut down all their spring training stadiums, which I expect that that's what's going to happen through baseball suspending their operations, then we won't be at spring training. But as it stands now, I am planning to go.
Mike.
And yeah, Natalie doesn't like it.
I don't love it.
Tyrone doesn't like it. I think that with a lack of sports that we have here to talk about, if the facility remains open in Florida, I think it would benefit the fans to hear direct one-on-one interviews with the people who run the Phillies. So that is my mindset at this particular time until I am notified that the facilities are closed down completely and no one will be allowed in, including the managers, including the general manager, including the players.
I don't think they're going to show up anyway. I think you're going to be there by yourself.
No. Baseball people, if the facility is still open, baseball people show up.
It's a pandemic.
It is. But they show up to their little office and they work the phones and they do stuff like that.
Pandemic.
I don't know what's going to happen. The whole thing, this is an hour-to-hour situation. Not that anybody cares. I had decided to throw caution to the wind here. And I was going to go to the Players' Championship, which is like considered the fifth major in golf. Now, I have never been to the Players, and my buddy had a chalet right behind one of the most famous holes in all of golf, the 17th par 3 at TPC Sawgrass. And so we decided, they were talking about it, and he was reluctant to go, and I thought about it for an hour. I go, you know what? It's an opportunity. Let's throw caution to win. And then 10 minutes later, the PGA announces that no fans will be allowed on the grounds for the rest of the tournament. So that took that out.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to react to this. Are we just supposed to stay in our house? Is it okay to come out and go to work? Like, is it okay to go get gas? I don't know. What is the protocol here? This is something that we have never experienced.
You're absolutely right, Mike. I think people that can work from home should work from home. And with technology, there are a lot of jobs now where you can work from home. And I think they said that it's just you're playing the odds. Small groups, fine. Large gatherings, dangerous. That's where we are right now. That's just the reality in the short term. But I'm just glad that... Here's the thing. We're talking yesterday, and everything we talked about basically yesterday was about the fans and keeping the fans safe.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're watching the Sixers game, everybody, last night, and everybody figures this might be the last one with the fans in. And next thing you know, now two players caught the coronavirus, which is something we didn't really anticipate at all. Once that happened, that changes everything, and I think we just have to be smart about these situations, and I think the smartest thing is to go with the odds, and small groups are better than large groups until we're told otherwise, and it looks like it's going to be at least a couple of weeks like this.
Here's the question that people are asking themselves. We don't know as a layperson, we don't know anything about this. The only thing we can rely on are news reports. You maybe have a friend who's a nurse. You can call your doctor. But we don't really know what the ramifications of this. So the question that people naturally ask themselves, especially people who love sports, when sports has been taken away from them, is, are we overreacting to this thing? Now, I don't know if we are or not. But what I know is, this thing, once somebody cancels a league, there is no way another league can defy and say, no, we're going to take our chances. It all takes is one league to bail out, and it was the NBA, even the college basketball tournaments were the first thing to start. But the major sports league was the NBA. Now, this week, we had an NBA game here. We had an NHL game here. Nobody seemed to be worried about it at that particular time. And now a player gets tested, and boom, NBA shut down. That means everybody has to shut down. And the NCAA, there's no way they can't shut down now. The NCAA tournament cannot go on. Because hockey is going to shut down today.
Yeah,
hockey is already shut down, right? Hockey has been shut down on the heels of the NBA. Major League Baseball is expected to suspend operations. The only thing that's viable now in professional sports is golf is going to go on without spectators.
Yeah.
Golf, you don't sweat. You know, open air. You're solo.
You're basically just one person.
You're not in a group. So I guess that's what they're saying.
Yeah, and you're right. We won't know. But we do know that it's one thing I think we're all comfortable saying in the short term is it's probably smarter to be cautious than to be brave if you're a league due to liability once that happens.
It is hard to believe in this day and age, especially in America, where we're conditioned to think that nothing possibly could happen to us in this magnitude because we have the biggest and brightest. And we're sitting here and people don't know what the hell's going on. They still don't have a handle on it. From the administration to the health experts to everybody, they don't know how to react to this. And we're not going to have a vaccine. So we're going to have to live with this for a really long time. And I wonder how that makes people feel.
That's a good question. We got to live. It looks like people are going to have to make some adjustments.
Adjustments, that's putting it mildly. I'm saying, even if you're not a sports fan,
you're probably going to have to make some adjustments with your day-to-day.
Yes. And so today, I'd like to talk to the people, what their reaction is. What are you feeling? What are your emotions right now? What are you planning to do at this point? Because everybody's going to make their plan right now on what they're going to do, what they're going to allow have happen with their families and all this kind of thing. People have to travel for business. What are they going to do? It's their livelihood. It's how they put food on the table. I don't know. So we'll open it up today. It is a much bigger issue than sports, but sports has been taken away from us. We do Sports Talk Radio, so this is now going to be Life Radio for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If you're watching on TV, how you doing? That's the camera up there. That is the one.
I've been instructed to move after the break, so I'll be over there.
Go over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think...
The camera's not picking you up?
I don't think so.
All right, so the camera will pick up the back of my head, but it'll pick up your face.
I don't know, maybe.
Which is fine by me. All right? 610-632-0975. Again, the reason why we have this unusual camera angle today is because the Wells Fargo Center, where this show is produced on TV, is being cleaned from top to bottom and disinfected by the people who are the experts in that field. There's a lot of people with those hazmat suits walking around today. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 2:20 on a very unusual day here on Sports Talk Radio on the Mike Missinelli Show. The 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin, Tension HVAC Contractors. Visit Ferguson's County location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And it's time to start the Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Get your lawnmower zero turn, any of our small engine tools up and running again in time for spring. With Paul B. Moyer & Sons Online Parts Warehouse, visit PoweredByMoyer.com today. Natalie Agonoff doing the show from inside the big studio today. Nat.
I know, it's weird.
Very strange.
This is cool, though. Thanks, Mike. Over 400 votes on this one early. Do you think these sports cancellations are appropriate? 74% say yes, be cautious. 26% say no, overblown. So still some people not on board with the decisions.
People think it's overblown, and it may be. But here's the thing. Like I say, you can't continue to play when other leagues have taken themselves out for precautionary measures. You just can't do it. So, because you're always doing, you know, it's this old safe but sorry type of thing. If something does happen and you have kept your sport going, there's hell to pay. You've put people's lives in danger.
Right. You can't take any chances.
Exactly. So, on the scoreboard right now, no NBA, because last night, shockingly, that Jazz game, Rudy Gobert, sick before the game, It's tested. He's infected with the coronavirus. We find out later. Donovan Mitchell also has it. They were quarantined there for a while at the arena. And we're going to have Sarah Todd, who was a member of the media, used to cover the Sixers here, is now working covering the Jazz. And she was quarantined with the Jazz in Oklahoma City last night. They allowed the Oklahoma City Thunder players to go home. They quarantined the Jazz players because they had direct contact with Gobert. And they finally let him go at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah, once the test came back up. Actually, she was still quarantined. They put her in a certain area, and then finally she did test negative.
Okay, so we're going to talk to Sarah Todd, who was on the scene last night. So the NBA is the first domino to fall, and at that point, now everybody has to join in. And Major League Baseball today, NHL does it. And I was shocked the NHL didn't do it before, because you're talking about close quarters in a locker room and germs. It's a hockey locker room. I mean, they've had plenty of bacterial situations in a hockey locker room over the years. So they go out. Now, with that, Major League Soccer goes out. MLS is out. There are only two sports that are continuing to play as of now. One is the PGA. The Players Championship in Jacksonville is still going on, but they have banned spectators. If you're at the course today, you can go today. But from this point on, no more spectators, the Players Championship. And I was told yesterday by somebody in the know that the Masters, within the next day, will announce to the world that they're banning fans from the Masters. They will still play the tournament, but no fans at the Masters as well.
That's another eerie thing. It's necessary. It's going to be very weird to watch no fans out there for an event like the Masters.
It is, but you know what? The no fans on the golf course probably would bother those athletes the least of anybody.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're individual. They block them out anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So they, in their head, they have total silence anyway. It's not the same in the other sports. And the NCAA tournament, believe it or not, and I expect today they will just bust that apart. The NCAA, I don't know why they would linger unless they're negotiating with the big network contract. A lot of money in rights fees paid for that. So there's got to be a way to give back the rights fees at CBS and TNT and everybody who's involved in the telecast of that. I mean, I'm sure that's the like legal language on what rebates would happen on the NCAA tournament as far as the rights fees go.
You're right. Now, Duke has their statement is they're pulling out from all athletic competition for the foreseeable future. But the man with the most stroke in all of college basketball, Coach K, he says, we emphatically support the decision. If Duke doesn't go, how do you do a tournament?
Yeah, you can't. Now that it's in everybody's face, you can't defy the people that are doing the prudent thing.
You can't.
Because anything else you do is imprudent.
Right. Look.
So Duke took itself out of the NCAA tournament. Apparently, other teams, Kansas, also has said they will not play in the NCAA tournament if there is a tournament. And I believe someone else has done it, but multiple teams have also jumped in here. All right, so let's talk to the people and how this is impacting your life. Let's go Frank in Mount Holly. Frank, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank.
Mike, you missed. Good afternoon, Frank.
What's up, Frank?
Good. I got two pieces for you. One opinion and something to kind of chew on. But one, I agree with you. I think, you know, with all the leagues, you don't want to be the one holding the bag. That's first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted your opinion on, I had a friend of mine, Adam Sandler, was playing at the casino this weekend. So he canceled the show. It was about a room, about 250 people. So I get it, you know, being cautious, or maybe he just didn't want to get sick. But what I'm trying to figure out is you're in a casino full of probably a couple thousand people, with the chips that everybody's touching and the money and, you know, the closed ventilation. But I would figure that sense would probably be the same as inside that show as compared to being around all the people at the tables. So it just kind of doesn't make sense to me, you know, some of the things that they're doing. And
you're absolutely right. Now, again, this public pressure is going to get hotter and hotter.
Yeah.
And the rationale of how you just explained it has to get to the people who run casinos as well. And I would expect that they would close casinos.
Yeah, and that's like I said, you know, chips are probably the nasty thing in the world. And
non-essential stuff won't be, grocery stores, drug stores. Like, yeah, they won't be closed. But like, you know, fun stores, non-essential items like a casino, They have to. Public pressure has to say you got to close it down.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you have things like you cancel one sports event, you have a concert the next town with just as many people. So it's one of those type things. And I appreciate you giving me the time. I just want to get a second point in. I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I found something that kind of strung together. A few months ago, I don't know if you read about the professor from Harvard, Charles Weber. He was the head of biology. He got arrested pretty much for working for the Chinese government. Two or three of his top students were also working for the Chinese government. And this was covered by Fox, MSNBC, CNN, but not too much on TV, really just on the internet. They arrested him at the airport trying to smuggle biological matters back to China. And that's what they got arrested for. It just happens that where are the biological centers in China, the big industry? They're Wuhan, right? That's where it started. And that's, you know, where these guys are trying to smuggle back from. And the other part of it, you know, the big human rights protests that were going on in China that the government really couldn't, you know, get under control, and they're not known for their best human rights, was also in Wuhan. You know, they couldn't get them out of there, and all of a sudden the virus breaks out, everybody's off the street, these guys get arrested. Now, I'm not saying that has anything to do, but it's something definitely to
sounds like a TV show on Amazon, for crying out. I mean, seriously, I'm just watching this show, Hunters, and like this Nazi conspiracy to take over America. It's like, can you rule anything out at this point? I guess you can. I mean, who knows how this thing started, what our response was, which was a tardy response. And now it's like an unstoppable force. Let's go to Greg in Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Greg.
Hey, guys. this whole thing is, with all the cancellations, is creating a huge void in life. I'd be at work every day looking forward to whatever game was going to be on that night, you know, whether it was the Flyers or the Phillies or the Sixers or the Eagles or whatever. It just gave you something to look forward to. And now it's just, a huge void.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, ultimately, it's like we can't live without sports. We can. We can live without it.
Yeah.
Like you forget your cell phone, and you go, oh, I can't live without it, and you manage, you know?
Sure.
Or you ignore Twitter for a day. Like, I was off Twitter for 2 weeks, right? It actually was refreshing. So, you know, maybe this is a time where you experience growth in other forms. You spend more time with your family. You spend more time communicating and talking to your family. Personal relationships develop through this, right?
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of possibilities for sure. You know, unfortunately, I can't work from home. So, you know, as a healthcare provider, I've got to sort of suck it up and...
Well, you're a healthcare provider. What exactly do you do?
Radiologist.
Yeah, I'm interested to know the people that work in hospitals, whether this puts them in more peril or not.
Well, it does. You know, I mean, it's the hospitals, the emergency room in particular, they're the people that are really on the front lines.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a magnet for people that are sick. So, you know, the concentration of the virus is certainly got to be higher chance of contracting it, you know, somewhere around a healthcare facility. Mm-hmm. You just sort of hope that you're young enough and healthy enough that if you get it, I mean, one of my cohorts self-quarantined himself. I still haven't figured out whether he's just taken time off or who he was exposed to, but he's self-quarantined himself. So, there is exposure out there.
Yeah, I got it. And it's probably Natalie was telling me it was stupid for me to think that I should still go to spring training.
Correct.
I'm not going to have an option. But if I had the option and there were still going to be people, actually would have been a safer trip because there would be no people allowed in the park.
No.
And there would be fewer people in an airplane.
Right, but no.
People are canceling left and right here.
Yeah, but it's there's still that risk that you're assuming.
The risk if I walk outside.
Yeah, I know.
The grocery store. It's the kind of same thing, isn't it?
What did I say? No, you don't cross on a red light. Do you?
No. Yeah. No.
Do you cross on a red light?
No.
Do you walk across the street when the cars are going?
You don't cross on a red light. But let's look. Like, the environment of an airplane is supposed to be a sterile environment.
It's not.
I know. It's supposed to be. But there are fewer people on an airplane right now.
Yes.
There would be nobody at spring training. I was thinking of benefiting the audience. That's all I was thinking of.
It was nice of you to try and take one for the team. However, we prefer.
I wouldn't have seen a game, but the access, I think, would have been given the show an edge.
Well, we prefer you here in good health so the show can go on for a very, very long time.
And my health is the last thing I should be worried about.
You're insane.
Yeah, that's...
He's insane.
It's all about the people.
You cut that
out. That's what we do. It's what we do here.
No, that's not what we do. Right. You don't have to sacrifice yourself for the show.
Let's go to Rich in West Deptford. Rich, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm Mike, first time caller.
What's up, Rich?
I've been flying the last couple of weeks, and it's amazing the airports are actually smooth, very clean. There's only about 60% of people flying now.
I know. But that's what I was taking into consideration. I made the decision today, and they made the decision for me to shut down stuff. But I was going to that golf tournament in Jacksonville, and then I was driving to Clearwater. That was my plan today. When I was driving into this place today, and then my buddy sent me the text about they closed down the golf tournament. So then, stage two, can I still get the spring training? Well, we're hearing that all the facilities are going to be closed down.
And I have to travel, so there's no choice.
Yeah. Well, maybe you don't. At this point, you got to think the company you work for has to take this in consideration. You know, there's a liability here now for people that are requiring their people to work. They have now opened themselves up to liability, legal liability.
And for me, it's scary because I have a kid, I have a son in Gloucester County Schools, but then I'm originally from Voorhees. Now the Eastern High School is closing down on Friday to figure out what to do.
Yeah, we're going to have to live with this for a long time. At least the next month, I would think, until somebody gets a handle on it. And it doesn't seem like anybody's getting a handle on it. We don't have enough test kits. It's like you have to actually contract the virus and to know at this point.
Yes, and they spoke on this today, and they said that as much as we would like to say that there are enough test kits for everyone, they are not. The state with the most right now is California. They have enough to test 16,000 people per day. You know how many millions of people are in the state of California. So therefore, that's the best state. North Carolina apparently has 250 tests total. I'm just going by the stats that I've read. I'm not trying to alarm anybody, but when you mention the testing, 16,000 available in California, 250 in North Carolina. Both of those states have multiples of millions of people. So if this was to spread, the testing would not be able to keep up currently, and that's part of the reason why we have to adjust.
What about the schools?
But what about
kids them? Are going to school right now?
They're going to... I mean...
No.
If I had to guess, the way that it's trending, I think there might be like a standstill here in the United States at some point. Where nobody's going to be able to do anything until they, like you said, until they really get a handle on this thing.
I got an email from a teacher in the Hazleton School District who informs me that the teachers were instructed to get at least 2 weeks of lesson plans together in case the school closes. So I'm expecting that's the next step.
I think it's
schools will close.
Yeah, for 2 weeks, and then I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but then parents would then need some flexibility with their children at home, because the last thing you need is to then take all your kids to the same daycare facilities. That would then defeat the purpose of them not being in school. They would then need to be home.
I think the good thing is that we do have the internet, so hopefully that'll help us, you know, carry on until they figure this out.
We have never experienced anything like this.
No. Now,
I've lived a lot of years. I'm like 100 years old. I've never experienced anything like this. I mean, I've read about things like this, the Ebola crisis, but that didn't touch here. You know, we think we live in places where a place where evil doesn't touch. We're immune. All these problems in the world, they go on elsewhere. They don't go on here.
And that thinking, I think, is problematic and probably led to a lot of what we're dealing with, not having the testing kits available, not being adequately prepared. I think that thinking is what led us here. And if anything, going forward, hopefully we all survive this, that we'll take a lesson from this and heed the warnings that are being given from the rest of the world, because essentially it's not just about the United States here. This is a world thing now.
Yes, it is. Let's go to Gene in Doylestown. Gene, what's going on in Doylestown?
Same thing that's happening down there. A whole lot of nothing. It's hard to figure out. Like you said, it's become almost an hour-by-hour way of living because you can't plan for things because you just don't know what's going to happen. I just heard, as I was dialing your number earlier, Shefty tweeted out that the Eagles are shutting down their practice facility and they're putting a travel ban on for all their scouts.
Yeah, we had that yesterday. You know. That broke yesterday.
Oh, did it? Yeah. I'm sorry. I just started.
That's all right. Yeah, the practice facility is new, but the scouts thing came out yesterday.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just as I run a program up here in Doylestown for kids for fishing and stuff, and I've already had one of the schools tell me they're not coming. You know, it's and meanwhile, the other schools that we're still in until we hear further, you know. So it's just, it's so, like you said, it's so unprecedented. There's nothing to compare it to or to say, you know, well, when this happened last time, we did this. Like you said, I've lived a lot of years and I have never witnessed anything close to this. I mean, you know,
it's like a science fiction movie. It really is. Like, we have no way of controlling this thing. We know one thing. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Infected people have been exposed to other people, and it's just going to grow and grow.
And you're right. That's about the only thing that we know for sure, is this is going to get a lot worse before it gets anywhere close to better. And, you know, it's just, like I said, the emotion that I can use to describe it best is frustration. Because there's just, you don't know what to do. Like, I immediately thought, oh, let's go to the movies. You know, everything else, no sports. But you can't go to the movies. You're in an enclosed movie. You know, it's like, you don't know what you can or can't or shouldn't do. It's insane.
Yeah, you can't go to the movies. You're right. Here's what you do. You binge. You stay inside. You binge. You get no exercise. You know, you eat chips the whole day.
I'm glad I have a treadmill.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but not everybody has one.
Excuse me, you got a fancy treadmill.
Yeah, that came with the house, literally.
You have a potato button.
Yeah, potato button, fancy toilet room. Real fast for my guy Jabril from the barbershop. Tonight, there was a state semifinal game with Camden in it for Group 2.
Mm-hmm.
They're now doing that. No fans are allowed to attend that high school game.
They are playing it, though?
As of right now, the plan is to play it as of 1:25 p.m. That was the latest news, but they will do it without any fans.
See, I am shocked that they can play any sport at this point, unless it's like especially basketball, especially hockey.
Yeah,
you can't have kids playing basketball now. You can't have the NCAA tournament playing. What's the difference for the high school game?
I hear you. I'm the messenger. I agree.
I get it. You can't put kids at, like, who cares if fans can't see the high school game? It's the kids that are playing the high school game that are at risk. They're the ones that are touching other people. In basketball, you touch people.
And we got big closures now out in Montgomery County, including schools. He's shutting down. The governor has ordered public venues to be closed. And I wonder if that's the only one where this will happen.
Wow.
Yeah, well, all right. We'll continue. Listen, we're a sounding board. So whatever you're dealing with, let us know, educate us, and we'll talk about it all day. It's the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All righty, cancellations coming in. We'll keep you posted. We already have the NBA from last night, MLB, NHL, NCAA conference tournaments, Major League Soccer. Duke has announced, and Kansas, that they will not participate if they continue to hold the NCAA tournament, which is right now still on with no fans allowed in except family and NCAA personnel. The PGA is proceeding to play the event without fans. And also the NFL spring meeting has been canceled, and nobody really cares about that. But they're coming. This is the thing. You can't not cancel now. So who's ever still trying to hang in there, you're going to succumb to it, so you might as well do it now anyway. The NCAA tournament needs to today come out with a statement.
Yeah, get in front of it as much as you can. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. Mark in Bear, Delaware. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on?
So just to comment on what you just said, my son plays Division III baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Major League Baseball is canceling all their games. He's in Florida right now, and they're still playing today, and they still plan to play the rest of the week.
Well, they probably will revise that. And, you know, I know baseball's outdoors, but you're still sharing a locker room, and it's grimy and dirty and a lot of bacteria. So I would think the prudent thing is to do all these colleges will cancel as well.
I would agree and hope so. So anyway, all right, guys, thanks for listening.
All right, buddy. Nobody goes to see baseball games. You know, the way the spectators. We got about 15 people that can't see our games.
What, your baseball, your...
What, at Penn State?
Mm-hmm. 25.
I'm sad about baseball. I'm sad about it all.
Well, it'll come back. Everything's just being delayed.
Yeah.
The thing about this is we'll eventually get our hands around this thing.
For sure.
There's too many smart people out there that are trying right now. So we'll eventually get our hands around it. It's just been a delayed response to it.
You're right. It took 9 days to shorten up a 3-day test down to just hours. It only took these scientists 9 days. So imagine you give them a couple more weeks to work on this.
And listen, I know you're going to say I'm piling on here. A bad call by the president. It's a bad call. When he was telling people, nah, it's not a big deal. Not here, it's not a big deal. We have it under control. They didn't have it under control. They had no plans. All right, let's go to Connor in Downingtown. Connor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Connor.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Connor?
So I'm a student at Westchester University, so we got the news about Tuesday about, I think we were probably one of the first colleges to really cancel all in classes for the rest of the semester. So obviously I was shocked when I heard the news because I have buddies who go to Temple and Drexel and Penn State, and they still haven't made that type of move yet. So it was surprising to hear that. It was also
Penn State has closed it down.
Yeah, they closed a couple of days, I think, after we did. But but when a move like the NBA, when they're probably the biggest league on right now, and they make the move to suspend everything now, you know, they have all the other pressure from all the other sports. You know, they have to probably follow suit because they don't really know what's going on. Obviously, it's a big mystery and it's a lot of uncertainty.
Well, you know, the breaking point last night is one of the players tested positive.
Yeah.
So now it goes right to the locker room. And now those guys are in peril. And the guys that are officiating the game are in peril. And the people in the arena are at peril. So once that happened, once it touched an actual player, there's no way you can go any other direction but to cancel.
Yeah, and once you get players like that, I know, and when an actor like Tom Hanks gets it, it kind of makes it, maybe the public starts to realize more about it and maybe gets more alarmed about it. So obviously the right move was to suspend everything, and hopefully, you know, in a couple weeks or a month, you know, you start to see the bright side of everything, start to clear it up a little bit.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out that sports are an important part of us, but it's not the be-all and all.
Yeah, and I'm a huge sports fan, but maybe I can, you know, find a new hobby now and try to maybe find something new to do. And,
yeah, but a book.
You know, I don't know.
How about an e-book on the tab?
I'll give it a try. Right?
Yeah, like, because next week I plan to read from important novels.
Yeah, you know, I'll take you up on that.
We don't have any sports to talk about, right? So I'm going to sit here. How about we start with Dostoevsky? Start with Dostoevsky Monday.
We're going to do a war. What is it good for?
War, what is it good for?
Huh?
Monday.
Yeah.
To Kill a Mockingbird Tuesday. Gatsby Wednesday.
Oh, I do, Gatsby's my favorite.
I do have some books.
As I Lay Dying by Faulkner.
Oh, look at that.
On Thursday.
Little Faulkner.
Yes.
Should we do like maybe a romance novel at some point?
Fabio.
Yes, a Fabio novel.
Yeah, a Fabio novel on Friday.
And we'll all do different voices.
Then after that, we'll all become experts in esports. I'll bring in my PlayStation. We'll play video games and talk about esports. We'll play different stuff like that.
Okay.
Exactly. Now, you didn't know this about Tyrone Natalie, but he was such a esport wizard as a kid.
Uh-huh.
That his email address was Skilligan.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's his Instagram name.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that comes from his expertise with the video game.
Yeah, because I was nice. I'm dead nice now.
Skilligan.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Booty suggests we also do a bunch of board games. A little Monopoly.
Oh, yes.
A little Connect Four. Yahtzee. Parcheesi.
Live. Yeah. Play-by-play.
Yeah.
What was this board game? What was the board game where any board game that had dice in it was a bad thing because you always lose the dice and there goes the game.
Yeah.
But then somebody ingenious came up with the bubble dice.
Yes. You hit the boop-boop.
What was that game?
Was that Sorry?
Trouble?
Trouble.
Trouble. Trouble.
There
Trouble.
It is.
Now, let's take this a step further. The casinos now, you have to worry about people handling the dice, and you go from dice to dice. How about the dice in a bubble?
And you got the dealer with a glove
as
on.
As the crap table. You revise the thinking, you go bubble dice.
Yep. And then you have a dealer with gloves on. Hit the bubble. Everybody, all bets in.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the bubble. Boop, boop. And then boom. Mm-hmm. Seven. Yeah.
Well, we also.
That's a good idea.
We also have these cameras, too, so we could probably do a poker tournament. They can watch us. We'll put sunglasses on and we'll.
We got to get Trey Thomas in for that.
We'll play poker.
Yeah, have a little poker.
The board game era escaped you guys.
Nuh-uh.
The video age came in. But I was nurtured on board games.
I played board games.
I played board games.
How about this one? Remember?
Sorry also had the bubble. Sorry
was the easiest. Like, any idiot could play Sorry. It was the simplest board game you could ever play.
Wasn't some luck involved. I used to dust fools in Sorry.
But then they got mechanical with it. And there was Trouble when you pressed the dice. There was Operation.
Steady hand.
Mechanical. And you remember this one? Hands Down.
Oh, Hands Down was a good one.
You had the plastic hands that you had to push down.
And Hungry Hippos.
Here it is. The granddaddy of them all. Mousetrap.
Yes!
There you go.
I can play some Mousetrap now.
We have to bring all these
I can
in.
I play some Mousetrap.
Oh, man. This is going to be a fun couple of weeks here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
That's right. All right, Ty, what's your move? Dice.
Hold on, everybody.
Six.
Oh, man. But you need a roll of six to free your person.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Only a six counts. Otherwise, the other team could be lapping you. You got to get all your people home.
Yeah.
I love those games.
Yeah, I'm a big board game fan. I was big on Scattergories. That tested your brain.
Oh, yeah. Scattergories is good.
I never really played that.
You never played Scattergories? That would cause some arguments.
How about Candyland?
No.
I played Candyland.
What's wrong with Candyland?
Anna shoots and ladders?
Come on, it's five-year-olds.
But it's fun.
Candyland.
Well, what if you're five?
I'm talking about stuff that tests your brain power, like Operation.
Well, we're going to run out of games eventually.
Pictionary.
Operation. You get that funny bone out, you got a steady hand. 610-632-0975. We're going to talk to Jason Stark. He's coming up at 3 o'clock. We have Barkley at 3:30. We have Jason Stark to talk about how baseball is handling this and what might be the future of this game through the summer. It's the Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. And today on NBC Sports Philadelphia from a different angle. See you after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.